Stephen Jill here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Something a little bit different this Wednesday. We've got Justin Sliva with us, just coming off some bear hunting. I want to hear all about bear hunting, raising little kids, and then, because I'm sure in this order.
I got one.
What's going on with the deals that you're doing?
Oh, and the latest car purchase.
Okay. Bear hunting. Well, we went to an amazing place in Northern Ontario, Armistice Outfitters. Great group of guys. They have a concession for 20 miles of all the bear in that area. And you, so 11 hunters went up. We were the third week of hunters, season's 3 weeks long. And our first night to hunt, six of the nine hunters that went out got a bear.
Wow.
Ranging from the size of 80 pounds to 325 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And so fast forward the next day, I go back out in the morning, sit up in a tree, because I wasn't one of those.
That's good to say. That's going to be next.
Yeah, wasn't one of those. So I go back out to my stand where we've seen a lot of bear, or they'd seen bear on camera. Spend about 8.5 hours in a stand. I don't see a bear. Then the next day I go out for two different stints, 4 hours and 4 hours. Don't see a bear. See how this is going, right? Yeah.
Are they hard to miss?
No, they're big and black, and they like to growl at you and sniff and stuff. Day three goes by, 7 hours in a stand, no bear. So I'm getting a little frustrated. Day four comes up. I'm like, hey, I'm going to this one stand. We have camera time that he's been there at this time. Slide up there. 15 minutes after I've told myself I'm going to leave because I haven't seen a bear yet, at this time of year, there's black flies and mosquitoes up there. So they're just swarming nonstop. If you know what a black fly is, it looks like a little flea, but bigger.
Whoa.
And so I'm in a full ghillie suit, you know, up in the stand. I see like something kind of just shoot by my left eye. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I look down, and I'm kind of back between some trees, back in a cut. And all of a sudden, this big brown cinnamon black bear, just like, he looks at me, I look at him, and my gun's sitting across this way. I'm like, this is the bear. This is the bear legends are made of. Like, this is, if you get this bear on your first bear, you never hunt again. You never hunt bear again. You just brag about it. So he looks at me, I look at him. We have like this moment of clarity of like, I'm here to take you. He's like, oh crap, I wasn't supposed to come here today, but I accidentally popped in and you're here. This isn't good. I hit the safety on my gun and go to point, and he took off into the, he just dove into the bushes and I couldn't get a clean shot.
Oh, man.
So 11 hunters went on our hunt that week. 10 of them got bears. One of us didn't. So, yeah. So expensive camping trip, and I went with my biological father, my brother-in-law, and his hunting buddies, or my biological father's hunting buddies. He's a world-class hunter. He's hunted all over the world. So I got to spend some time with them, got to know them. But I look at the pictures of the trip they went on and the trip that I went on, they were totally different. I sat in a damn stand getting rained on the entire time while they were doing world-class fishing. I mean, they fished for northern pike and walleye. They're catching these massive trophy fish, filleting them, frying them up on the shore, and having these great lunches while I'm sitting in a chair in the rain, covered in bugs.
Oh, no.
So
how much real estate did all those guys buy combined last month versus you?
Yeah.
None. Yeah.
There we go.
No.
So usually one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fire department, police officer, retired teacher, just kind of like public servant type farmers. One of them is now, he's retired as an ag teacher from a high school, now is a professional fisherman. And so he does guided hunts. You know, the outfitters, I mean, guys were great. You know, I think he felt bad because he could tell that my personality type wasn't one that pays for professional to put me on it and doesn't. But I kind of tied it all back to, you know, what we do on a daily basis with sending blind offers out. You know, you can pay the best coaches, the best teachers, and you could buy the best software and tools. Sometimes you just don't get something. You just don't see it. Yeah. And so you know, if you think of every offer as itself as a moment that you're in a tree stand, and that's all we're doing is just you put more time in. And that's what I'm telling myself, that it's a learning experience. But yeah, it sucks. It sucks not getting a bear. Come home. My son's like, Dad, did you kill one? And I'm like, No, I'm a failure in my son's eyes because I didn't go to Canada and take a bear. So
did you cart an empty cooler up there and an empty cooler back?
They took it for me because I flew up. I cut my trip 2 days short just because having small kids. I mean, it's hard to be away for 10 days, and it was going to butt into Father's Day.
Yeah.
And then they drove up in Texas to Canada to not to like Toronto, but you're going like 4 hours past or 15 hours. You're in Thunder Bay, I guess, is the last northern, like real big settlement. And we were like an hour and a half, hour 45 north of that. So wow. At bear camp,
that's so funny,
beautiful up there, yeah. But just, you know how that goes.
I've been up there.
Okay.
You know, it's truly God's country, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a if I could buy property like that in the States, which you can, but it's all old timberland. It's been cut once or twice, and these it's called crown ground, I guess. So that it's owned by the government. Any Ontario citizen can use it. You have to build like use permits and stuff, but you just go up there and you just hang out and have fun. And there's just all these little hidden lakes, and these guys just have boats that you can use. You bring a gas tank, plug into it, and go. So
great, man.
Yeah. It was nice. It was nice to be relaxed, but I tried to find something positive in a negative situation.
Yeah.
So,
you know, how many times is just sitting up in the blind thinking about deals?
It was. I took a bunch of pictures so I could say that it was content and be like, oh, okay, here's content. Here's some angles of some different trees, you know. But it was nice to unplug for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have email. I didn't have phone. You know, the outfitter had a sat phone. And so if there was an emergency at home, they could call us there. But, you know, for 5 full days, that's the longest I've been unplugged from everything in a while. I'm saying probably, and I can't even think back to that. I can't even remember a time it's been that long.
How did that really go?
Yeah.
It,
you spent a lot of time with yourself.
The first day kind of sucked. Like I was like, kid wanted to touch my phone and like look at stuff, but I couldn't see anything. About day three, I was like, okay, I could get used to this, but I knew I had stuff going on that I needed to look at. So it's, you know, we had a bunch of deals go out. I put in 14 properties into escrow, 15 properties into escrow the week before. And I told everybody I'd be out of town. Well, magically these title companies thought they took that as get it done while he's there. So I'm getting all these emails like, hey, I need to close. They tried closing the day before and the day I got back. I'm like, man, I had to close like 6 properties the day I got back.
Great.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. But it's still like, Jesus Christ, where'd y'all come from? How did y'all get this fast? You're never this fast.
So. I thought you were going to say that they took that as they were on vacation too.
No, they took it as, hey, let's just knock it out. You know, he's not here bothering us today. Let's just, let's fill his inbox up. So it's a good problem to have, bad problem to have. You know, it's just work, as you say. Yeah. So
does any one or two deals stick out as fantastic or really suck?
I don't know. We got some cool stuff back because where we were at, we got some stuff back in Michigan that's really neat because it's bear, elk, you know, moose kind of up in that area. And it's up like when you pull it up Paradise, Michigan. I mean, like we're a couple miles off the coast there, like within a mile of the coast, 40 acres, good access into it. But we're just purchase sales agreement just went out, just came back while we were gone. And it's just beautiful trees, just kind of like what it was up there. So it's just real picturesque. And when you see it on Google Earth, you see the coastline right there and you're like, oh man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So some stuff like that. Got some ranches back in Utah that were really cool. Closed on those. Just signed the last one today. We bought 3 and they range from 60 to 75 acres. Subdivided in Virginia that we finally got it. Purchase agreement, everybody ready to go. In Virginia that we're buying, we bought 220 acres up there. We're going to subdivide down into 20s. And it's got road access on 3 sides. It's got power that runs through the middle with an easement that we can use for extra access into the middle. And that one's a cool deal. I'm excited about that one because it's like 400, 425 purchase price per acre. And the comps we see when we split it down to 20s are about $2,000 an acre with power on them. And it over, so it's up on a hill, overlooks the town. So we're not too far out. We've got, you got supplies and there's, and it's just going to be a cool opportunity to do. So something
great,
new. So it's something new for us. We're trying to split, I call it subdividing, but it's really partial split. And we're just going to split it into 20s.
Do you have any idea how long it'll take to get new APNs?
We don't. The county said it wouldn't be a problem. We could actually go down to 2.5 to 5 acres. We're not going to do that because we're going to cut it down to 20s. They said that just go ahead and get it surveyed, send the survey in, and they'll get it back out to us pretty quickly. So we're kind of figuring, we're figuring 2 months on the whole survey split and everything. We've kind of got a timeline at an 8 month project. And then we had another one come back in Texas we're going to look at, and it's 848 acres. It's $2 million. And we're going to subdivide it down into 40s to 70s. And we're talking syndication on it. We haven't narrowed down the terms and everything, but we may do some syndicating with it. But there's six owners. One of the owners owns 25%. He wants to keep 25% of it. So it's going to bring our cost basis down, bring it down to about a section. And it's got road access on three sides. It's got power running through the middle of it. It's already got internal roads. So we're going to go in and cut or clean up the internal roads and then subdivide off that. So that's what we're looking at. What 25% he wants to keep and then what we want to do with that. So actually going to walk that property Saturday, which is kind of neat. So, you know, it's just all part of it, just a little bit different, but man, we're all over the place right now. And that's good and bad. Good and bad.
Those are good, big, good, busy, big deals, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We filled up our inventory, here recently with stuff that's going to carry the small business through the rest of the year. And then the big subdivides are going to be out for, and hopefully start selling by the end of this year and the beginning of next year. And it carries us into the 2020. And I know y'all talked about it plenty. We talk about it all the time is, you know, if you're not talking 2020 right now, you're already behind the curve because you're trying to get things moving and get going. So coming into the third quarter, we're getting ready for 2020. So we're setting that up.
Yeah. That's great, man. So cool. Fantastic. Fantastic update.
Yeah.
How'd Father's Day go?
Went good. We were supposed to go to a Jeep show and got rained out. It was a Jeep show at the winery. So those who always hear us talking about the winery, you see us going. That was what we had planned for Father's Day. And I think we ended up just swimming and just kind of had a low key, ordered some pizza, had a couple drinks at the house, and it was just a nice day.
So that's good Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's how your little one turned one now.
Yeah, he's getting big, man. And he looks more like me every day. So it's scary. I'm like, this is what I look like as a kid. I'm getting to relive my childhood through him. And since going through Land Academy course and then doing this and then going full time, now it's a whole different experience for me because I worked 100 hours a week prior to when the twins were small. And then now seeing this one, I'm getting to see this one grow up firsthand from he knows where my office is. He's beating on the door at all times. Yeah. And he's figured out one of the doors he can hit hard enough, he can open. And he comes in, crawls right up my leg and just looks at me like, hey, Dad, I want to hang out in the office for a little bit.
Aww. So
definitely a neat experience.
The third one gets away with everything.
Oh yeah,
we know from experience.
Yeah, but they seem to behave a little bit differently. I don't want to say better, but just they run at a different level, maturity level. It seems like they're maturing faster. Just things happen to go a little faster, and it may be because we're more lax, and they get to try those things a little bit quicker.
Maybe.
And then they have that little self experience a little bit quicker. So
mm-hmm.
I think they watch the other two, and they go, "Yeah, I know those buttons. I'm not going to push those. I know what I can get away with."
Oh, you're probably spot on with that one too.
It's all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I sold the Camaro. I don't know if you saw that. So that's actually, we sitting there, I had the Z28 and we had it for 10 months now, I guess. It's a little long for me to have a car, but we sold it. And the idea behind that was I'm going to let that money work until the new GT500 comes out. And it's, so that's kind of, I'm waiting on that and to justify that depending on the pricing. So
it's so funny. Our kid number two right now works for Ford in Seattle.
Okay.
And he got done having a talk from, is it the Roush people?
Roush?
Yeah. He's like, we just had a whole thing. I'm like, how cool is this? Yeah. And his son is going to come up. They have a big Seattle thing coming up in a couple weeks. Mustang Seattle thing. Mm-hmm. And the son of Roush is going to be there. And
that's cool.
I'm like, this is a good guy. I want to come.
Yeah. Jack Roush is cool. He's been trying to turn that company over to his son for a while. And it's cool to see that. But at the same time, I don't think he has the pull that his dad did. Cause most of the people were like, oh, it's your dad's company. It's, you know, you kind of follow it. So, but he had a lot to do with a lot of the designs on Mustang that a lot of people didn't know about. And he was one of the,
started at Ford.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Yep. He's one of the tuners that took the aftermarket car and the Shelby, everybody's like, oh, Shelby GT500s and GT350s. Roush had a lot of input in those too, but it just didn't have the nameplate on it.
It's so really cool. I was actually just reading a bio on him, not kidding, like an hour ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's funny. Oh, and reviewing deals at the same time.
Disclaimer there. I was working too.
Exactly.
Well, cool. What's going on with you? Oh, how's everything going? House Academy's launched?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's doing great.
Great. Good.
Yeah, the calls are good. The membership's way better than what I thought it would be, as always.
Mm-hmm.
And
this live event is accidentally selling itself. We yeah. sold out a large number of seats before wow. we even just put it out there. It's
wow. hilarious. That's awesome.
We're doing a lot of deals. We have a new transaction coordinator starting on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Actually, by the time this airs, we'll be a few days in. So
okay.
that should be life-changing because we mm-hmm. still can't do the number of deals that we have coming in now. So
that's good.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Nice. Nice. Any awesome. Wild deals that stick out to y'all right now?
We've got our core thing right now is, buying for 10 or 15 and selling for 40 or 50. And we've got yeah. probably 20 or 30 of those in there right now.
Yeah. Good.
At different stages. So,
yeah.
I've got mailers on deck. We've got a new set of BOG too. So okay. we're selling ground for houses that are, they're ready to go.
Okay.
We're going to get them all going this weekend and,
we've also been looking a little more even around here. We're starting to really yeah. zero in on some local, like, mm-hmm. infill deals and stuff that we're looking to build on, mm-hmm. not us.
These super urban counties yeah. have some smoking deals.
Yeah. So,
but the transaction coordinator should fill that piece of this in. So she's really experienced.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
I almost put in for that job.
Big too. Yeah. We got a new studio.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's next week. It's right on the ocean. So it should, we'll be filming next week.
Wow. This will be all different behind yeah. us here. And it wow. won't be green screen.
Yeah.
It's wow. cool. Are y'all moving the whole headquarters or the whole office too?
No.
Just the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be good.
So that's what's new with us. You know, we don't talk about this stuff on the other shows.
I know. I don't know
why. Some reason doing it during interviews. Yeah. It's good.
We got to pull them from you so you can keep us up front. So, oh,
man. How's your show going?
Good. Good. We are like when we talked about it originally, we said, hey, if we hit 10,000 downloads in a year, we're going to be feeling pretty good about ourselves. But we've eclipsed 100,000 and it's still just climbing. And
that's awesome.
it's crazy to see the following. And I know y'all get it all the time. Like you get the people, oh, I'm more like him or more like her. And since it's me and Adam and we've been buddies for 20 years, we fight kind of like we're brother and sister. We talk like we're buddies to each other. And you see that a lot. They're like, oh man, I just feel like I'm hanging out with my buddies, you know, from high school, and you see that y'all can bounce the stuff off each other. So it's really cool. And it's good to see our business become successful because you can't do what you're not saying you're doing. Right. So you focus a little bit more on some of the stuff where you get it out there and you're like, when you re-listen to the show, you're like, oh man, I've been forgetting to do that piece that I talk about doing all the time.
Right.
And so you go back and it's little stuff like neighbor letters. Somebody will say, oh, do you believe in neighbor letters? Well, yeah, I do it on my eBay business, but like my big stuff, I'm like, shit, I forgot doing neighbor letters. I need to go back and do that again. And so it's just little things that you forget, but it's great to see the impact. And it's cool to see that we're having a bunch of people from that are organically not land investors come out and reach out to us now. And that's, and at first it was like, we saw it kind of transition through the different groups. And now we're seeing new people come in and, hey, we saw this on Bigger Pockets or we heard about this in some other group and we're like, oh, okay, cool. We don't know who that group is or what anything about it, but they're coming and reaching out and listening to us. So it's definitely neat. It's definitely neat.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. It's we're stoked. We don't know what content, like where do we go next and how do we change that and what do we do and like how we grow it even more. But we have some plans that we're looking at, see what it actually would take to do. So.
That's cool.
Good. It always changes everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you, man. Welcome yeah. back to this country.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry, you're bearless.
Yeah. So I'm bearless. Like I don't have a bear rug to lay on. It's not good now. I can't. My Valentine's is shot.
Now I know I'm going to get, when you come out here in October, I'm going to have some bear things for you.
Give me a little stuffed animal that's trimmed up.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, I appreciate y'all checking in and checking on me. I hope everything's going well and I can't wait to see the new backdrop for the studio.
It's cool.
Hey, Justin, let everybody know where they can get a hold of you and we'll wrap it up from there.
Okay, great. Yeah. If you want to listen to another podcast, it talks land, casualfridaysrei.com. If you're looking for some private funding and land investors is a little busy for you, check us out at plum investment group.com. And then you can check us on all the social media platforms. Perfect. Thank you.
Justin Sliva, Plum Investment. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Thanks. Talk to you all.
Okay.
Bye.